Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's not a buy. You're just actually off.
You're probably right, but on my list of complaints in the world, that's not even on it.
No, yeah. And it shouldn't be on it. So I think that's outstanding. I think that's absolutely correct.
Maybe it might say something about the quality of my life, but that grievance is low.
If you're a Browns fan and you watched Thursday Night Football last night, you thought what? 216-474-0092. I'll tell you what I thought in regards to the Browns in a second. You're late in the game. You're the Cincinnati Bengals. You get the ball back. You go down and you score again to tie it up with 38 seconds left. Oh, wait a minute. You tie it if you kick the extra point. And then you go into overtime. Instead, you went for the win. Zach Taylor thought, yep, let's go. And they didn't get it. Two-point conversion failed. At that point, Dano, I thought, and I'm all for the aggressive play and going for the win, and he went for it on fourth down all night long last night. I give him credit for that. He was like that coach in Arkansas who never punts the ball. They just kept going for it, and I don't mind. In that situation last night, and I know Lamar Jackson was on absolute fire, I would have gone for the tie. And I say that for this reason. Okay. It comes down to a coin toss then. If Lamar Jackson gets the football, you hadn't stopped them all second half, and they kept scoring touchdowns. But so did you. And if the Bengals got the ball, I'd say there was a real good chance that they were going to go down and score a touchdown. And I would have kicked the extra point, gone for the tie, and let's live to play another day. However, you convert one play, you get the win. As the man who sits in the office down the hall said to me this morning.
Fearless leader, yes.
You've got six losses now, and that's up against it for a playoff chance. You're going to put that on the line for one play? And they did, and they lost.
So the Ravens at that point had scored touchdowns on four straight possessions.
I know. So the odds are they're not going to score it on a fifth.
I mean, that's one way to look at it. The other way, like, I understand what Zach Taylor was doing.
Yeah.
Because one, your offense was starting to hum and you had scored two straight touchdowns on possessions. Your quarterback was getting rocked.
Yeah, but your quarterback also had thrown for over 400 yards.
Your defense was
gassed.
Yeah, and has been poor. And that might be the nicest way that I can describe the Bengal defense this year is poor. We're going to go with poor. You could put a word before it if you so desire, but I don't feel like getting pulled into a meeting. So,
valid.
You weigh all of those options and go, what do I feel more confident in? Do I feel more confident in my defense going out and stopping Lamar Jackson at this point? Or do I feel more confident in Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase pulling out one more hero ball play to just end this puppy? And do I really want my entire season to come to be in my control or in the control of a coin flip? And Zach Taylor chose his control. And he handed the ball to Joe Burrow, and he said, go win me a game.
Jeff in Cleveland says, I agree, go for the tie. You had Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. You're right. You put the ball in Joe Burrow's hands. They didn't get it done.
Right.
Now, my buddy Gary sent me a text and said,
phone's blowing up over there.
Oh, I got my own little show going
friends.
Right here
I got
on my
friends,
phone.
Man.
Said, ref screwed the Bengals, but you already knew that. And see, that's another thing.
Yep.
They didn't get the call. They should have got the call.
Exactly. So it's one of those where, remember back in like math class when you were in high school and all that
stuff?
Didn't
do very well in math.
None of us did. It's why we have a no math rule on this show.
I hit trig in Algebra 2 and I was done.
But like, remember,
and geometry was a nightmare.
You would get into those algebra problems, and if you had a good math teacher, they would grade you this way where they basically were like, okay, is your process working? Maybe the end result isn't the right answer to the question, but did you follow the process correctly? And so you would end up occasionally with a math problem where you would get 8 out of 10, but you'd have the wrong answer. You'd get 7 out of 10, but you had the wrong answer because you forgot to carry a 1 somewhere. And the teacher looked at you and said, hey, you followed the right steps and you followed the right process. You just goofed up here. I feel like that's where I am with Zach Taylor and the Bengals offense and Joe Burrow and all that stuff and going for it right there. It's like you followed the right process. You did what made sense. You just got the wrong answer at the tail end. And whether that's because, I don't know, you didn't get the call that you were looking for, or for some reason you didn't just throw the ball at Ja'Marr Chase and hope for the best. Needless to say, that's the right process. My defense is horrid. They're being run up and down the field. Do I want to go down on a nondescript defense with Trey Hendrickson and 10 other guys that no one has ever heard of? Or do I want to go down because of Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Yoshivas, Mike Gesicki, and down the line from there?
That's a great debate. I would have kicked it at that point, tied it up, and lived to see another day. I get it. They went for the win. Courageous. You're 4-6.
Yeah.
So you're pressed.
You got to run a table.
What did you think, Browns fans, watching Thursday Night Football? 35-34, Ravens get the win. I thought this. I understand completely why the Browns tried to trade for a quarterback that they thought was going to be big time. More so than ever, it was like, I understand completely why they tried to trade for a quarterback that they thought was big time. And you saw two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. If there are top five quarterbacks in the NFL, these guys are in it, I think.
Absolutely.
I think these guys are in the top five. They're in the AFC North, and they're young. They're young. Joe Burrow's actually older than Ja'Marr Chase, or than Ja'Marr Jackson, excuse me. Ja'Marr Chase, Ja'Marr Jackson. Got Lamar's and Ja'Marr's combined.
It'll happen.
Joe Burrow turns 28 next month. Ja'Marr Jackson turns 28 in January.
Isn't that nuts?
And Ja'Marr Jackson has turned himself into a big-time passing quarterback. That guy can throw the ball. Joe Burrow can throw the ball. I'm going to go conservative here. Okay?
Okay.
Conservative. The Browns are going to have to deal with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Jackson in this division for at least the next 5 years.
And that's about how long their contracts are.
That's conservative. If I'm Cincy, if I'm Baltimore, I'm thinking and hoping I have these guys for at least the next 7 years. I want them until they're 35. Russell Wilson's 35, and he's had two good games in Pittsburgh. You see quarterbacks playing well into their late 30s now.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Kirk Cousins. Browns are going to have to deal with these two guys for a long time. Right. There are a lot of older quarterbacks doing real well. I understand why they tried to trade for a guy that they think could compete with these two guys. It's interesting to me how much just recently folks around the country have jumped on the, oh my God, did they screw up and is this a miss with Deshaun Watson? But that was hammered home last night, Dan, watching these two quarterbacks.
close your eyes and picture the Browns in that kind of a game. I don't think it gets run up, the score runs up that well because the defense is better.
Yep, we're going to get to that.
But B, can you see Deshaun Watson flinging it down the field like that? Can you see Deshaun Watson finding Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, Cedric Tillman down the field in a track meet?
No.
I can't. I used to.
I think there's a better chance that Jameis Winston could do it, and I'm not putting Jameis as the quarterback of the future.
I used to be able to see that. I can't now. That memory's faded. Like, that's the Deshaun Watson problem. We're back to the math equation again. The process made some level of sense. You looked around and said, we're not winning unless we get a quarterback. Everybody who has listened to this station, who has called this station, who has sent us a message via email, via Twitter / X, via Facebook, via Instagram, via old school mailman type mail from the U.S. Post Office has said the same exact thing for the last 25 years. Go get a quarterback. Get me my quarterback. I need a quarterback. And they did.
And watching last night just hammered that home, how badly they've missed.
Yeah. And you could see that that Jimmy Haslam, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, Paul DePodesta, whichever group of brain trust you want to point in there, went, I'm getting the quarterback. And they went and tried to make the move to get the quarterback in a move that everybody looked at and said, okay, there's a lot of shaky stuff going on here, but I can see where this makes sense. And this has gone the worst way possible.
Right.
Just bottom 2%
outcome. Didn't it hammer home, though, why they felt they had to make that move?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, we're about to hit a bye week, right? You're going to be able to see the entire league go. You watch Jaden Daniels waltz in here during that Commanders game as a rookie and just go, oh, I'm the best player on the field. Okay, cool. I can do this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, I'm the quarterback that's out here. Let's cook. Let's roll. You have watched all of those guys be able to do this, and you can see where the thought process of the Browns was to go, I need a guy who can walk onto the field and go, oh, I'm the best player out here. All right, let's go win a football game.
Yeah, and I understand it. And it just hammered home that, okay, this is why, but it's also so evident that it didn't work and hasn't worked. And I can't imagine it working moving forward, at least to the level. I can't imagine it working. Let's just leave it at that. It's clear that this is not going to work the way they wanted it to or the way they need it to compete in this division against two of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. That's an issue.
Massive. It is a massive issue. We have seen enough times where, yes, you can make the Super Bowl with your defense, but you need at least a level of quarterback play that can win you it. Like, we can point to how, for example, Peyton Manning's last Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos, right? He wasn't very good. That wasn't all caps Peyton Manning. That was one of the best defenses we ever saw.
Exactly.
But you had a quarterback who was there who, A, his brain was still in, you know, being able to function and read everything and all of that stuff and understood that his arm couldn't totally hang up there. but he could make 4 to 5 throws that you're like, okay, that won us the game. That was perfect. Some of those Patrick Mahomes Super Bowls, Mahomes was awesome. That's that Kansas City defense, like last year's Super Bowl, that Kansas City defense was better than Patrick Mahomes was. Like, that defense was nails.
Which made me think something else when we were watching last night about the Browns and the AFC North and what we saw from the Ravens and the Bengals. 216-474-0092, the number to join us. It's Baskin and Phelps with Menigan here on The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.